ממלכותוי
יביאתו שלול הזוי
זמרתו שדה שולוי
סיבט איגר
כנדוי נהיית אתר זמושוי נאוש ניגן חוצי גיטה שום גיטה שום גיטה גיטה אונתי מוירי נירי נימן נולד כולה ביצי ונולד פופולי נגע
Ακούσατε, φίλοι ακροατές, μουσικό πρόγραμμα με αλβανική μουσική. Από τον ραδιοφωνικό σταθμό Τυράννων ευχόμαστε σε όλους σας να είστε καλά.
Radio Tirana International. Radio Tirana broadcast in English. Hello from Radio Tirana and welcome to our broadcast in English. Today, after the news and the weekly feature, Albania along the European integration process, you can enjoy our usual Wednesday's program with Albanian heads. The main stories. Speaker of the Assembly of Albania, Lindita Nicola, welcomed the vote of the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe in favor of Kosovo's admission to the Council of Europe, describing it as good news for a well-deserved success. The vote by the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe on the admission of Kosovo to the Council of Europe and the follow-up by the Committee of Ministers for the final decision-making is joyful news for a well-deserved success, emphasizes Nicola. Albanian President Bajram Begay, during his stay in Pristina within the framework of the International Forum on Women, Peace and Security, met with his Slovenian counterpart, Nataša Pirc-Musar. The presidents of the two states reaffirmed the need for cooperation enhancement based on mutual interest, partnership in NATO and the common European perspective. President Begay appreciated Slovenia's role in Albania's EU accession process. President Begay also congratulated his counterpart on Slovenia's activation in the region with initiatives that have produced concrete progress, stability and sustainable development, such as the Brdo-Brijuni summit, the Bled summit or the Berlin process. The development of economic cooperation was another topic of the two presidents, emphasizing that both countries have opportunities that can and should be utilized. The Speaker of the Albanian Assembly, Lindita Nicola, held a meeting with the President of Kosovo, Vjosa Osmani. Nicola expressed gratitude to President Osmani for hosting the International Forum Women, Peace, Security in Pristina within the framework of the Summit for Democracy, which is fostering a positive dialogue on addressing globally significant issues with sensitivity. During the meeting, Speaker Nicola emphasized that the enhancement of parliamentary cooperation is facilitating the expansion of bilateral collaboration between Albania and Kosovo. The President of Kosovo Osmani and Speaker of the Assembly of Albania Nicola also discussed on the vote for Kosovo's admission to the Council of Europe. Nicola assured President Osmani that the Albanian Assembly delegation to the Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe will persistently lobby until Kosovo achieves official memberships. Speaker of the Assembly of Albania, Lindita Nicola, also stated in her speech at the meeting of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly's Committee on Democracy and Security that Albania is a typical case that has shown that membership in the alliance does not depend on the size of the member country's wealth or development. She reiterated that Albania is always alongside NATO, the US, and the EU. The Committee on Democracy and Security of the NATO Parliamentary Assembly in the Albanian Assembly confirms Albania's role and contribution to the alliance. She further emphasized that Albania has become a regional leader today in the fight against non-Western influences in the region. We should draw lessons from it in accelerating the European integration of the countries in the region, which is proceeding at a slower pace than the Atlantic integration, she also said. Albania also leads in the growth of passenger air traffic in February 2024 compared to 2019. The news was announced yesterday by Prime Minister Edi Rama, who expressed pride in this country's achievement. We are climbing higher and higher. We are proud to share that Albania also leads in the increase of passenger traffic in February compared to 2019. Our beautiful country is open, flourishing, and ready to welcome the world, said the Prime Minister while sharing on social networks the statistics published by the ACI, Airports Council International. According to these statistics, Albania recorded a 227.9% increase in passenger traffic in February 2024 compared to 2019. Albanian Minister of Defense Niko Peleshi held a meeting with young Albanian nationals, part of the international staff, at the NATO HQ in Brussels. Peleshi was proud of the career progress of each of them. The minister also emphasized the increase in national capacities in the field of security and defense. The meeting with young Albanians, part of the international staff of the NATO headquarters in Brussels, was inspiring. Proud of the progress of the career of each of them, but also for the increase of national capacities in the field of security and defense, said Peleshi in a reaction on social networks. Radio Tirana with the news. Austria will be an important strategic partner in the further development of the Albanian agricultural sector. That was stated during the meeting in Vienna of the Albanian Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Anila Denai, with the Minister of Agriculture of Austria, Norbert Totzhink. Denai assessed that in Albania's journey towards the EU, cooperation with European partners and the benefit of their assistance in the alignment processes is very important for Albania. The minister announced that during the meeting it was agreed to increase cooperation in sectors such as elite agritourism, organic agriculture, and professional education. A groundbreaking agreement was signed in Vienna between the Ministries of Education and Agriculture of Albania and Austria, marking a significant step in the internationalization of universities. Ogerta Manastirliu, Albanian Minister of Education and Sports, described the historic memorandum as a pivotal moment for the transformation and internationalization of Albanian universities. The agreement focuses on modernizing the Agricultural University of Tirana to meet the standards of Vienna Boku University. The Foreign Relations Committee of the U.S. Senate approved on Tuesday the candidacy of the new U.S. ambassador to Albania, David J. Kostelanchek. It is not yet known whether the Senate will consider a vote on his candidacy in the current legislative calendar, and it is unclear when that might happen. The White House reappointed Kostelanchek this year as ambassador to Albania, thus restarting the process for considering the candidacy, since at the end of last year's legislative calendar, along with dozens of other appointments, it was not included in the agenda of the Senate for voting. You are listening to Radio Tirana. That was the end of the news for today. For more detailed information, you can visit our page at rti.rtsh.al.
Radio Tirana. Albania's integration into EU. Prime Minister Edi Rama declared that Albania is now accessing mechanisms and financial resources of the European Union that were previously unavailable to non-member countries. During a televised interview, the Prime Minister focused on the advancements in the European integration process, highlighting that we have essentially broken down barriers, creating significant opportunities within this process by engaging with EU mechanisms and financial resources not accessible to non-members. He further noted the European Parliament recently approved a new plan for economic growth, providing additional support for Western Balkan countries through funding from European sources. The support includes budgetary assistance and facilitated credits for major infrastructure and energy projects, among others. Additionally, the integration into the European Financial Transaction Mechanism will significantly reduce costs for Albanians abroad. Sending money home as transfer fees will align with those within the EU. Rama emphasized that these achievements were attained through effective policymaking, diplomatic relationships, and direct communication. He underscored Albania's serious commitment to transformation, which has garnered respect and admiration internationally. We have achieved them by showing that we are not only exceptional hosts when we organize summits, and everyone talks about our summits, but not only do we have a very beautiful place to sit, and not only eat very well, not only we are people who have humor and we know what the world is, but we are people who take transformation very seriously. The transformation of Albania is viewed with great respect and with admiration, he emphasized. Regarding a timeline for the integration process, Rama explained that specific dates are challenging due to the EU's complex decision-making structure. He underlined that the EU, comprised of 27 member states, requires unanimous agreement, and internal circumstances and calendars do not always align. While Albania plays a crucial role, it's paramount that we focus on readiness across all sectors, aligning our standards with those of the EU member states. Ultimately, the determination of a timeline rests on political consensus among the 27 states. It's crucial that both Albania and the EU are fully prepared. Importantly, we have achieved milestones that were once deemed unimaginable, underscoring our progress since the beginning of this process. Radio Tirana listeners, that is the end of Albania's integration into EU. Radio Tirana. And now it's time for Albanian hits over the years. Today we'll bring to you the winning songs of the Albania Radio Television Festival that have impressed the public the most over the years. We start with a duet that was crowned with the first prize at the 23rd Festival, two beloved names of the time who gave a song as beloved as Chelsea Gonje Dashuria. Love in Bloom Like a Bud is a performance of Gazim Çela and Nertila Koka.
Erdhat e këty
me i drejtësir,
as një fjallë s'folla unë,
zëmra të thanë aq shumë,
zëmbak të bërë
qini për ne.
Kjo dashuri
ere,
jo se haroj,
me mal kujtoj,
lëmja tosh lulezoj,
zëmra tosh dashuroj,
si vet i gjërë
këndoj.
Një jetë të tërë zbushoj, shti jetë ku që kjeta shumë, kjeta shumë, kjeta jeta unë në ty. Moj një njëri një me nore, ku e lapi qeli një le të bukuri. Në kërna mori e ta pjo plumë kori, dhe u lindë në pipiri.
Te këty
me drejtësir,
as një fjallë s'folla unë,
zëmra thanë aq shumë,
zëmbak të bërë
qeni për me.
Kjo dashuri
ere,
jo se haroj,
me i mal kujtoj,
lulja tosh lulezoj,
zëmra tosh dashuroj,
si det i gjërë
këndoj.
Një jetë të tërë zbushoj, shtije ku që njëta shumë, kjeta shumë, ty do jeta unë në ty. Moj rini, rini me nore, ku e lapin që një lule të bukuri. Në krana mori e ta pjo t'jumë pori, dhe u lindë më pibiri, vrapon të
another collaboration, this time within a family. The Libohova sisters still continue to be active in Albanian music, but without the song Nuk e Haroj, I Can't Forget It, winner of the 26th festival, remains an unforgettable hit of theirs. So we pass on to the performance of Irma and Eranda Libohova, I Can't Forget It.
Jo, ku se haroj,
Everyone was fascinated by her beauty, her voice, her stage presence, the songs she performed at festivals. Parashivi Simaku remains one of the most beloved names of the public. Eduam Lumturim, We Love Happiness, wins the 27th Song Festival in 1988, a song as original as it is special brought to the stage together with the children's choir. In the first years of democracy, Anila Bitri had entered the hearts of the Albanian public so much. Winner of the 29th Festival in 1990, with a song that was applauded from the first performance by the spectators. The rhythm, the energy conveyed by her performance remains one of the most beautiful memories conveyed by the singer, who is so missing to the Albanian stage. Nuk mund ta besoj, Nobody Will Believe It is a performance of Anita Bitri.
Dashurin e pa, kush nuk e provoj, dhimbjen gjëra pas, kush nuk